the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, donkey of the day for Monday, July 26th goes to a Central Florida man named Gentry Burns. He is 27 years old and hails from Port Orange, Florida. Now, over the past year and a half, COVID has been the headliner of all diseases. Doesn't matter who took center stage before young Kobe, because young Kobe has stolen everybody's shine, okay? Cancer, HIV, AIDS, diabetes, hell, the flu, all still doing numbers, but their promo and marketing campaigns pale in comparison, okay, to the attention shorty Kobe gets, all right? Hell, even now, you know, people thought COVID was gone because there is a vaccine. You know, masks are off, social distancing ceases, and now, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Kobe. See to the OV, all right? COVID seems like this summer they are re-releasing the deluxe version of what was the highest charting disease of the year last year. But don't think for one second these other diseases aren't doing numbers. See, we doing all we can to prevent, you know, each other from getting COVID, but are you still sticking to the basics to prevent yourself from catching other diseases? In particular, STDs. See, I know people take forms of birth control to prevent pregnancy, but you still have to wear condoms to prevent the spread of STDs. It's the same reason we should still wear masks. It's great that it's a vaccine, but don't take the mask off. You still need protection. You can't go around raw dogging air just because, you know, there's a vaccine out there. Put the damn mouth condom on, because you can still catch something, okay? You can still pass things along. And on top of that, folks be lying, all right? You got people running around here with the cards that said they got vaccinated, but they are not vaccinated, okay? And you got people running around with STDs not disclosing their status either to partners, which brings me to Gentry Burns. And the irony of his last name being Burns is not lost on me, because Gentry is out here in these streets, okay? Let's go to WESH NBC2 for the report, please.
26-year-old Gentry Burns is accused of infecting women with HIV without telling them he's tested positive for the disease. West 2 News spoke with one of Burns' ex-girlfriends, who says she's hoped for this day for years.
He terrifies me. I think about it every day. And I just want what's best for my son.
Burns is the biological father of Allison Barker's son. She believes she is one of the only women to have a relationship with Burns and not contract HIV. Allison says Burns physically attacked her in 2011 and she broke up with him. Later, she spoke with another ex-girlfriend who said they both tested positive and Burns was lying about it to other women. On Thursday, the Volusia County Sheriff's Office announced Burns will face three charges of failing to inform sexual partners about an HIV infection. Deputies believe other women could be infected and have not come forward. The Sheriff's Office says Gentry Burns was already in the Volusia County Jail for an unrelated case. With these new charges, he's being held here on no bond.
Yikes. Man, we out here shaming the unvaccinated in regards to COVID. What do we do for the Gentry Burns of the world? That man earned every bit of the 2 years he's getting in prison for not informing sex partners that he was infected with HIV. I would never understand people who put their own self-interest over the interest of others when it comes to disease, okay? Folks who get COVID but still go out because you need to get your hair done, all right? You know how many people were at Rolling Loud this weekend knowing they recently probably tested positive for COVID? People fear FOMO more than they fear disease. All right? The fear of missing out. All right? Folks with COVID fear missing out on events, and folks like Gentry Burns feel like they are missing out on sex. And they are both willing to not disclose their status to satisfy their personal desires because they personally want to have a great time. Damn everybody else, as long as they get theirs, as long as they enjoy their moment. They don't give a damn about who they hurt. More proof that selfish people tend to only be good to themselves, okay? Just self-absorbed people who only think about what makes them feel good at the moment. They don't have any respect or regard for anyone else. So protect yourselves, people. Look out for yourself, because I think if it's one thing we all learned over the past year and some change, we can't expect other humans to look out for us. Please let Remy Ma give Gentry Burns the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right.
Cold world out here.
It is. All right. Thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, Machine Gun Kelly was talking about supporting his girlfriend's new movie, right? We have that.
There's no audio, but he's tweeted. But he's also in the movie, by the way. That's actually where they were on set together, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. And so it's this movie called Midnight in the Switchgrass, and Megan Fox is in it. Bruce Willis is in it. They're saying it was an embarrassingly awful performance by Bruce Willis, and that he kind of sleepwalked through the role. But Machine Gun Kelly shared his thoughts on Twitter. He said, if I don't talk or tweet about a movie I'm barely in, it's because it's trash.
All right.
But yes, Megan Fox does star in this movie, and both of them didn't even go to the premiere, by the way.
All right.
So I respect the honesty.
Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Do you support your partner's product or situation if it's trash?
I just want to say it has a 9% positive review rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn. But it sounds to me like that was a mutual decision that they both made. They both didn't go to the red carpet.
And they're both in it.
So we're asking outside of that. 800-585-1051. Do you support your partner if their product or their situation or what they're doing is trash? So let's say your husband's a rapper and he's trash and he has a new album and you know he's trash.
No. Make him get a job.
Would you support him?
I don't have a husband.
Make that man get a job.
You said, let's just say.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking that question out there. Or let's say that maybe your girl has a weave line and the weaves are trash or whatever it may be.
Why would you be wearing a weave?
Tell them delete that SoundCloud. If you're a whack rapper and your girl makes whack weaves, y'all just need to all stay away from tracks. Nobody make no tracks over there in the house. Okay?
800-585-1051. Do you support your partner's product if it's trash? That's the question. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.